If you think that what's happening in Yemen is confusing, that's because it is. For 33 years, Yemen had one president named Ali Abdullah Saleh. Then came the Arab Spring and massive protests. Saleh eventually stepped down and his vice president took over, and now he has been kicked out by a group called the Houthis.
Laura Kazanoff saw some of this firsthand. She lived in Yemen and reported for the New York Times throughout the protests in 2011. She's written a book about that called Don't Be Afraid of the Bullets. I started a conversation with Kazanoff by asking her to read a passage from the book about one of the first major turning points in Yemen's protest movement. It was March 18th, 2011. Snipers on rooftops started shooting at unarmed protesters.
About six men ran past me, eyes locked straight ahead, holding the edges of a bloodied blue and red checkered blanket, a blanket that had been inside a tent for warmth in Sana'a's chilly nights. Now it was holding a man whose face was pale white, his hands grasped futilely at his blood-soaked t-shirt around his stomach as if he couldn't believe what had just befallen him. Another group of men ran past, hauling another man in a blanket, but he was already dead. I could see it in his eyes.
And, you know, when I say this was a turning point, I mean, it was obviously a turning point for Yemen. It must have been a turning point for you as well. I mean, this is seeing violence right up close.
Yeah, and the thing was that about 52 people were killed and over 100 others shot. But it all happened in a very enclosed space over a very short period of time. So it felt, you know, quite brutal to be there. I had been at the square for hours that day, reporting, and hardly slept about 3 hours that night. The next day, I remember waking up and I just couldn't talk. And my throat wasn't sore. It was just like this crazy physical reaction because guess what? It was time to start working again. And there wasn't really time to sit and process what had happened. But I still think it started to take a toll on my body.
You know, in the early days of the protest, you were a freelance journalist. And then all of a sudden, you know, you became sort of the person of record for the paper of record in Yemen. I mean, how did that happen?
Yeah. Most major publications didn't have a reporter in Yemen. And as you know, Kelly, the Yemeni government was not letting in officially any other foreign correspondents at the time. So representing Yemen was left to the few freelancers who lived in the country. And most of us were in our 20s and none of us had experienced any sort of violence or conflict before. So I called the Times and said, yo, I'm here. Can I report for you? But I certainly felt the pressure of it every single day. And I think that partially that made me just as crazy as being around the violence did.
Yeah. And then I want to fast forward a little bit. After these killings, you know, the dominoes start to fall. People start to defect from Saleh's regime. Saleh says he's going to leave power. He doesn't. He gets injured. He leaves Yemen. He comes back. And at this point, it starts to get really violent in Yemen's capital. And it was really tough for you at that time. I mean, was this at the point that you were considering leaving?
I considered leaving a few times. The first was before that, when Saleh's closest and strongest ally, Ali Mohsin, this army commander, announced that he was splitting with Saleh and was going to support the protest movement. And I thought that war was going to start. And I almost left then, but I didn't. But then the war did start. And, you know, then it gets to a point where you start to get used to things. And war started to feel normal and conflict started to feel normal.
You know, Ali Abdullah Saleh eventually agreed to step down as Yemen's president. His vice president was tapped to take power. And then you were there in February of 2012 when there was a referendum that formally sort of put Saleh's vice president, Abdurrabbo Mansour Hadi, in power. Can you tell us what that was like?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really incredible day in some ways because it felt like nothing good had happened in Sana'a over the past year. And suddenly there was a day where things changed. However, we weren't thinking at the time was that Hadi had very little experience coming into this role. He really did nothing during his time as vice president. And it just came to show in sort of the months and then the years to follow that Yemenis were gravely disappointed in him and they didn't see any real change. Nothing really happened throughout Hadi's tenure.
Right. So it was this sort of euphoric moment that then kind of turned into something else. Now we know a new faction in Yemen has taken over. This pro-Shiite militia known as the Houthis have taken over in the capital, Sana'a. I wonder how much of it is about Saleh and his cronies trying to get back in power.
Yeah, that certainly seems to be playing a part But, you know, I also heard from Yemenis that sort of these corrupt, these men who grew rich under Saleh's reign, who are these liberal men who in many ways would not support what the Houthi rebels are saying they support the Houthis. They love the Houthis. They want the Houthis to come into power. So it's certainly trying to get Saleh and sort of his entourage back onto the scene is playing a role in the current events in Yemen.
Hmm. Now, you are still in the region. You are now based in Morocco doing some freelance journalism. Is that right?
Yes, as of the past week.
Oh, great. Well, I mean, I have to ask, any plans to go back to Yemen?
It has crossed my mind, but I'm going to, I don't want to say anything for sure right now.
Okay. Well, that's Laura Kazanoff. She's the author of the new book, Don't Be Afraid of the Bullets, an Accidental War Correspondent in Yemen. Laura, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.